If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
Well, hello. Welcome to Agony Rants, but it's not Agony Rants. It's just Garode here. Neve, as we are aware, is in rehab. She's drying out from, you know, big alcohol pill addiction. But look, we are where we are. she's going to kill me when she hears this. Anyway, not the point. We're on a 2-week break, but we decided we didn't want to leave you without something. As it's Christmas morning, we decided what we'd do is we would release into the main feed our Christmas episode from 2021, and it came out on Christmas Day, and I think we recorded it remotely then, because it was back in the day when we were really diligent and would work on Christmas Day. So we decided we'll just release that out to the world, into the main feed, just to keep you occupied while you're cooking your dinner. We hope you're having a lovely day, and we will be back in 2 weeks' time. We'll be back on the 8th of January. So happy Christmas. We love you and enjoy.
Hi, I'm Neve Kavanagh.
And I'm Gerard Farrelly.
And this is your bonus episode of Agony Rants.
It's Christmas morning.
La, 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 la.
Good morning. We hope Santa came.
Santa did. Santa did. The most thing I got today was love.
Were there slippers? Yeah. The nation has held its breath to see if Neve Kavanagh has got another pair of slippers.
No slippers. I did get permission to be on my own for quite a long time because obviously grown children and husband, they like to sleep in, and Christmas Day is no exception. So myself and Ruby, that's my lovely black Labrador, we had a lovely morning, getting the sprouts ready and doing all that sort of stuff. But it's quite nice having that, you know, kind of calm time.
A crisp morning in Carrickfergus.
That is correct. And how is your morning going?
It's been wonderful. I've officially got the place for myself now, and I'm heading over to my parents. Oh. And I'll also be saying goodbye to Boots. No, I mean, not permanent goodbye.
You should see my face.
Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas.
God. I wish you could see my face right now. Oh
no,
my God.
I'll just be like, you know, I'll have to leave her for the day, but I'll be watching her on the cat cam for the whole day. Yeah, it's like Big Brother for...
I know.
Big Brother for cats.
It's like that weird thing that people have now where they have a camera in their bell. That's just wrong. I'm sorry, that's wrong. I know people live with it, but it's
weird. You know what
weird.
The problem with that is? My sister has that. Is that when you're not at the house, you have to answer your doorbell.
Yeah,
it goes off.
It's a whole level
up. Sometimes we'd be having a coffee, like in my mother's house, and we'd be like, ding dong, and she'd be like, oh, somebody's at the door. Just leave it in the neighbours.
I have mixed feelings about that. You know, it's a little bit like nowadays, because the way our phone is, right? I have mixed feelings about the fact that you cannot switch off. And because people don't let you, and the expectation is you're going to actually respond immediately. There's never a time when you can just be out.
Exactly.
Do you know, sometimes
unavailable.
Sometimes you have a life elsewhere that doesn't require you to answer the door.
Neve Kavanagh, it's Christmas Day and Neve Kavanagh's unavailable.
Yes.
So what we did was, when we recorded our Christmas episode,
yes,
we recorded for 3.5 hours. I mean, it was
it was a whole thing.
We did not take a breath.
I know.
So we had lots of extra comments and material, which we decided, let's just keep it as a special episode for our bonus subscribers. Mm-hmm. And we'd put it out on Christmas Day. So this is especially for you.
Nobody else is getting this. Only the people who care enough about us to actually feed us by giving us a few bob.
Yes. You're our special people. You're our subscribers. You're our whack pack.
Yes.
And we love you.
Yes.
No, so this is our Christmas episode. Enjoy.
Enjoy. Here, we just were out for lunch, right?
We were just out for lunch. Mm. We were out. This is our Christmas party. It's the Agony Rants Christmas party. And what we did, we went super, super expensive. We went to a Chinese restaurant and we got fortune cookies. And we decided that what we do is we'd open them at the start of the show.
Okay, that's what you're hearing.
And that's what you're hearing. And if there's nothing
Interesting. We will cut this bit out.
Okay. Oh, what did you get? What did yours say?
Mine is pretty, it's pretty standard for every day. Okay, go on. Do not get involved in financial matters today. Not if you're with Niamh Cavanagh, she'll rinse you.
Well, mine is better. Wait, you hear this?
Go on.
An admirer will soon contact you.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, which one is that?
Someone's gone through a toll bridge. Me dad used to love you. My dad loves you when you're on the Eurovision. Yeah. Will you sing the song?
Me ja. I know. Actually, tragically, recently I was somewhere and it was my grandmother loves you. So that's it. I
okay,
soon.
Game over.
Soon I'm going to have to put the, you know, the purple rinse in my hair. That'll be the way of it. I didn't think I'd be saying things like that at 53, but there you go. I'm here.
A version of In Your Eyes played on the Hammond organ in an old folks home.
Well, it's a shame Live at Three isn't on anymore. Do you remember Live at Three, Dead at Four? That's what we used to say.
That was the one where the lady used to sit on the chair.
Yeah, she, Anne, she was fab. And oh yeah, no, Anne brilliant. Was fab. And Anne used to sing with the lovely Jim Doherty, of course, David O'Doherty's dad. And honestly, that's a revelation for you. Did you not know that?
David O'Doherty's dad used to be the piano player on Live at Three.
Yes, Jim. Now, not only did he used to be, he is one of the most beautiful, brilliant jazz musicians, like pianists, and still playing. And yeah.
Isn't that lovely?
There you go. You learn something new every day.
Every day. Every day is a school day. And here we are. This is our Christmas episode.
Happy Christmas to you. Oh, I know. That's not.
Ding dong, merrily yeah. on. Whatever.
Yeah, okay.
So this.
Two singers in the room and neither of us can sing a song.
We need to. Look. Let's up the enthusiasm.
Okay.
Paul says his Christmas tradition is entering the abyss of hopelessness from which nothing, not even light, can escape, and mince pies.
Well, now, Paul.
Paul needs a hug. God love
he
him.
He does, Paul. Yeah. The abyss of hopelessness. Do you know, funny actually, I'm just looking at the end of this line, mince pies, that's what we actually call In Your Eyes, you know that.
In Your Mince Pies.
In Your Mincers. We call it mincers for short. No, so you see,
are
Paul,
you one of those people that, like, being a top Christmas chef, are you one of those, you know, but being, you know, somebody who puts the work in.
Yeah.
Do you make your mince meat for the mince pies or
no,
do you get a jar?
No. You buy a jar. Jesus. Yeah. It's like puff pastry. Nobody needs to make that.
Exactly, Niamh.
There are things you should spend time on. Like, you should never make a gravy without proper stock. But that's my own personal preference. Don't give me bisto just made with a bit of water. That's nothing, right?
No way.
No, couldn't have it. I'd rather have no gravy.
Niamh,
that's very...
That is one of the worst things you can do to somebody. I once went to dinner and it was turkey, ham,
and bisto.
Potatoes, sprouts, and there was no gravy. I swear to God.
No. Give me gravy. I want gravy, but yeah, I don't want.
There was none. there was more chance of me getting a scatter cushion down my throat. I'll never forget as long as I live.
No, I love gravy, but I want a real gravy. No, don't get me wrong. If you like bisto, have it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But to me, I like lots of flavour. I'm ruined by my mother. My mother's a fantastic chef. You know, she's a cook. She's a home cook. And she made the best of gravies. No messing about with her now. So.
So you make it a couple of days before?
Sometimes, but actually, I won't make a gravy unless I have the juice from something. So if I'm roasting a thing, you know, I'll take the juices out of it and put it in. Oh yeah, sure. That's what it's all about. And it's not hard. It's not hard, no matter what anybody says.
It's not hard to make a gravy. You just need time, patience.
I'll do a gravy, you know, master class sometime.
That's what we want, Niamh.
Yeah, master classes in gravy.
Because I used to work with somebody that used to make their mince pies. Their mince meat in January. It was the first thing he did after Christmas, and then he'd let it just
sit and ferment. Well, they're supposed to ferment. I love a mince pie now.
Yeah, I love a mince pie. Now, but don't give me a mince pie on its own.
No, here. Oh, okay. What is it like?
Like cream, custard. There's a whole world of condiments. Ice cream at a push, but don't give me a bare mince pie plonked on a plate.
No, it's nice with cream or something. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Now, are you a short crust or puff pastry mince pie?
Oh, I am a short crust.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Although I don't mind a puff pastry, but it's not the same.
I'll tell you what the problem is, right? It has to be a sweet puff pastry. Because sometimes you get one and it's like...
Savory?
This is a sausage roll. You've given me You've given me a sausage roll with mincemeat in it.
It's not mincemeat. Anyway, I'm just going to say we're kind of getting away from the abyss of hopelessness here.
I know. I was just trying to lighten the mood. Paul. Yeah, it's difficult, Paul. But listen, cling
to the mince pie.
Cling to the mince pie. A whole plate of them.
And when you're eating it, sing in your eyes.
Sing in your mince.
In your mince pies, I see the light. Oh, there, the light from the
abyss.
There you go.
Amazing.
That'll solve that, no problem. So, Kira, my Christmas tradition is that I alternate between my family and my boyfriend's family every year. This year, it is supposed to be my family but he wants to go because we missed out on his. Oh, okay. Because we missed out on going to his family last year because of the pandemic. How do we resolve this? This is a proper problem.
So, they were supposed to go to the boyfriend's.
Right.
They missed it because of the pandemic. And it's where they're restarting this year. So he still wants to go to his, but she's like, yours was last year and we missed it.
Oh my goodness.
I do love this.
Do you? It's a tough one. It's a tough one.
What do you think, Niamh?
There's arguments both sides. I'll be honest with you.
There isn't. No. There absolutely isn't. Okay. One is actually reasonable.
Okay,
there's only
on.
One reasonable way, but that's not necessarily the way you have to lean. But
okay.
But there is only one fair way to do this.
Okay, which is, do you split the baby in half? What is it?
No, the only fair way to do this is that you didn't go last year, so you have to go this year. That's the only fair.
Okay.
That said, if I was in Kira's position, I absolutely would be on her side. I'd be like, no. No.
Yeah, you missed your chance.
Yeah, exactly. Game over. Sorry.
It's my turn.
Yeah.
This is my year. It's on the yearly planner.
I understand this.
It's on the yearly planner.
Yeah, exactly. It's on the wall. People get really, really sneaky about this.
I know
somebody who, the first year after they got married, I was saying, like, what are you doing for Christmas? And she's like, oh, we're definitely going to his. And I was like, all right, cool. I was like, how did you decide that? Because she's a bit of a homebird. And she said, well, we're definitely going to have a baby next year. So I want the first kid's Christmas to be with my parents. And I was just like, wow, you have really thought this through. That is meticulous.
Yeah, well, I can understand that. Well, funny enough, actually, we didn't alternate for quite a while, actually. You know, we started off like we did two Christmases. So we would have gone to my mum's. So we were killed doing it. And then we started having the kids. And eventually I just said, that's it. Anyone wants to come to me can come to me. We'll see around it, but I'm not killing myself over Christmas. It's already hard enough. And the kids really need to be home. So that was a thing. But funny enough, when I got pregnant the first time, it just turned out that it was actually the Carrickfergus Christmas.
Ah.
So it worked out quite well because I was due in January. So you can imagine I was a considerable size. So there was no argument. So that was the first year I decided that we wouldn't alternate.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, the first Christmas of my first child was in my mum and dad's. And then the following year I was pregnant again. So, and again, around Christmas, I remember doing a gig in the Tripony Bit in the King's Hall. And it was for the Royal Maternity Hospital, which is just as well, because it was 3 days over my due date. So it was the size of a house.
No way!
Uh-huh. And they kept looking at me the whole way through the gig going, when are you due? I said, well, I'm in the right place, am I not? I've done this before, it's fine. I had to sit down every now and then, you know, because obviously the child was very involved in the gig at that point.
Oh, God.
And, you know, he wasn't born for another 10 days. But the point is, you know, and so, but then, so I was in Carrick for that Christmas. And then we were down at my mum and dad's the following year. And so both children had first Christmas in my parents' house. I did not plan it, but it just so happened.
And I'm wondering if you were the friend that told me they did this.
No, it wasn't. But that actually happened. Yeah, yeah.
Wow, well done. So what do you think? So, like, I mean, I'll be honest, right? I think Kira, you'd be harsh to say your parents missed it because of the pandemic. But I can see.
Oh, my God.
I could see your thinking.
Garoud, that's what you would say. You would, no, inside voice would definitely be saying that.
Oh no, outside voice would say it as well. Absolutely not. There was a slot there and you missed it. There was a very clear window.
Yeah, I think it's very hard done by on the previous family, the boyfriend's family. I think maybe just think about it a little. I'd be flipping for that.
Oh, right.
I'd be flipping. You need to take fate into that, because there's no way to resolve this without somebody feeling really upset with themselves. But if you take fate out of it, you know, and get somebody to flip for it, then essentially the coin decides.
Okay.
I think that's the way forward, Kira. And I'll tell you why, because then you can blame the coin.
Kira, tell us how awful his family are.
Don't say that.
No, do, because there's obviously a reason. She's like, oh, God, I'm not going down here. Please don't wake
don't
me.
Don't say that. Maybe but she just doesn't like the gravy. Like.
That's what you should do, Kira. You should go down with a list of things. Just casually drop in all the things they need to fix.
Yeah.
Email them now. There's still a chance. There's still time. They can still fix this. They can bring it up to your standards, Kira.
You are a disaster.
That, I wonder though. That is a thing. I've never been involved in that.
As in,
I've never done the split Christmas thing, because we always tend to go
to your own
our parents.
Respective.
Yeah, yeah. Like I prefer to have like a nice Christmas Eve in my place. I'll be honest. I don't like Christmas Day that much. Well, I love Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
because Christmas Eve is kind of like the wrapping of the presents, the you know, the making of the food. Or
yeah,
and then we do Christmas.
Yeah,
at like 11 o'clock.
And there's not as much pressure, because you're not stressing over whether the turkey's right and time and everything.
Yeah.
And so you're right. The thing that used to get me about Christmas morning was you'd get up and obviously the fry was part of the things. You'd have a big Christmas breakfast.
And
that was amazing. And then like 4 hours later, you'd be into the biggest meal that you will eat all year. Three courses at least.
Do you know what actually happened?
What actually
happened?
You were
saying now I don't talk about myself too much on this podcast, but I've just remembered something that did happen yesterday that I need to vent.
Oh, vent.
Last year, for the very first time, right, I made a Yule log. Don't you dare. Don't you belittle belittle my Yule log name.
I did not know this was where we were going. But anyway, okay, I'm all the way with the Yule log, okay?
It was chocolate. There was delicious cherries in it. It was fabulous.
Okay.
Right? It was an absolute...
No one ate it.
Festive event.
Okay.
Anyway, yesterday, I was just making, we're just like chatting briefly through Christmas. Mm-hmm. And my other half said, do you know what the one thing I can't stand? A Yule log. And I said, go on.
Did you do that face? Because if you did that face, I'd have been like, thinking about my options.
Do you want to finish that? And he said, yeah. I think I've only ever had it once, but it was disgusting.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Revenge will be.
Do I need to do
measured?
A welfare check on him now?
Cold and swift. I've only just thought about that now. Because when we were like we were having dinner when he said it, and I was like, no, I'm not going to ruin a lovely dinner. I'll just park that and we'll deal with it at a later date.
Oh, my
and
God.
So we have.
Oh, well, I'm going to give you a laugh. I have a similar story, not quite a Christmas related, but my friend, I'd made chocolate brownies, and I tell you, they were delicious. Salted caramel chocolate brownies, really, really gooey, lovely. And she said, they're lovely, lovely, lovely. And the next week we were traveling somewhere, she says, and such a chocolate cake was the best chocolate cake I ever had in my life. Really, says I. Really? 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 We'll just leave that there. So we have never got over that. She's never getting brownies from me again.
The thing about it is, you don't let those things go.
No, never.
Never.
Never. I can forgive
a
lot of things.
Glad we're on the same page.
I can forgive a lot of things, but don't mess with the Yule log.
You mess with the Yule log, you mess with me.
Are we doing
great recipe.
I'm telling you.
Okay. Okay, our final words on Kira.
Okay, my final word is, I say...
Flip first.
Flip first. I think so, because there's no easy way out of this without somebody getting hurt. I might err more on the side that really, if he missed last year, it's a bit unfair. But I think the clearest way through is to flip for it and just decide whatever that is, that's where we're going. And then you restart. Like you say, restart. Grode clearly does not agree with that.
No, I do. I think that's great. I think that's fair.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. Inside voice, very different.
No, I do. Unless they're a nightmare, Kira.
But there's time. There's time to fix it.
It's just time to fix it.
Okay, so
I have a Yule log recipe if that will help. Okay, so Niamh, you're probably going to have to go back to your turkey.
I will, because, you know, obviously that is our main concern.
I think we've done a good thing, though.
Yeah.
Bonus episode Christmas Day. What other podcast is doing that?
Nobody. Nobody.
Absolutely nobody.
Not a single person.
Nobel Peace Prize. Whatever the equivalent is for a comedian and a singer.
Yeah,
whatever.
Maybe not peace. You know, how peaceful has been Christmas, you know, would be Christmas.
No, to say that we might have prevented a murder would not be an understatement.
Yeah, but it's true, I suppose.
Christmas Day.
I suppose a little bit of empathy on Christmas Day is not a bad thing.
Exactly.
But listen, more importantly, you know, when you're lying after eating the food content of about 100, you know, people, you know, after your dinner, and you're in that sort of food coma, you know, you'll be relaxed and enjoying and realise that Garode and I have been a part of your life in a way that was very important. Listen, and come on the new year. I can't wait to see us there.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.